I'm here in Spades Plaza with Amanda. She just wrote a very interesting article. Let's hear from her. So, right away, how do you feel the article went?
I was happy with it. It was my first time doing like a feature article where I actually went, explored. I went to China Lights and I just kind of walked around and explored. I'd heard so much about it, and I think it was really interesting to do, but I had wished I had went and talked to more people, I guess, while I was there, but I definitely checked out everything while I was there and walked through the entire place. It was a good time.
For those who don't know, what is China Lights?
It actually came here from China. Like, they're touring the entire U.S., and this was their first stop. They were in Hale's Corner, which is like 15 minutes from here. And they have huge, like, silk lanterns, kind of like, sort of like Christmas lights, which mm-hmm. is what I wrote about a little bit. And they, they're animals, little scenes of flowers and very traditional Asian, like, archways and columns and stuff. It was very cool.
So I guess what was your inspiration to write your article about the China Lights?
Yeah, I had heard a lot about it, and so I knew that I wanted to go there and check it out. I wasn't really sure I was going to write about it. I just thought, I'll give it a shot, go check it out. And when I got there, I started, you know, when I was on my way, I was a little cynical about it. The fact that I didn't know, I was like, it's probably going to be really cheesy, like when you go, somewhere to look at Christmas lights or Halloween lights or something. But when I got there, I was like, this is really authentic. I watched all of the performances, and they talked about how it was brought here from, I don't pronounce it correctly, but I'm going to say Zigong, China. And so it was just so authentic, and I was kind of taken back by that.
As far as the writing process as a whole, how did it go? And then where did you start as far as, did you think of the headline? Did you think of the lead or the body, or yeah, in what order?
I usually start just from the beginning. Ironically, I don't know why I always write on the bus.
Perks of live radio. Huh?
I always write on the bus because I don't know. It's the time, like, I don't have to think about anything else. I have to be there to go from one place to the next. I take the bus home from school, and so I'm always like, I always get ideas and I just start writing in my memos. I probably have like 50 memos that I should delete once I write, but I get like little ideas, and then I usually start from the beginning, and then work my way down, which is, I run into trouble once it gets towards the end because I'm like, where am I going with this? You know, wrap it up, and I don't want it to be abrupt. I think that's something I struggle with, but the beginning comes pretty easily, and I have all these ideas at first, and it's really just narrowing them down.
As far as feedback, have you heard from anybody that's read it so far?
My dad. Just kidding. No, nobody's. I haven't. Besides Jessie, she liked it. So, yeah. And actually, my dad did tell me. He's like, you should have interviewed a few people, you know. And I knew I should have, but it's okay. Ultimately, I was happy with it for being my first feature article, and I'm gonna have an opportunity to write another one before the semester ends. So, I feel confident that I can, you know, change those little things that I didn't like.
Awesome, awesome. So I guess that's a perfect segue. What do you have coming up next?
I am writing a music piece for, I went to Book of Mormon on Sunday, so I'm going to do my piece on that. I've been reading a ton of articles about reviews of musicals to see how I want to go about it, because it's, I don't know, I was really surprised when we had our, when Pete Levy came into our class and talked how many people were interested in it. I don't really read musical reviews. It's just not my thing, I guess. I don't know. But so I've been reading a lot so that I can hopefully write something good, but we'll see.
Awesome. Thank you.